You probably love seeing amazing things in the sky, but don't want to hassle with star charts or heavy equipment. But what does the sky have to offer this coming year? After all the well-deserved attention on the 2017 total solar eclipse this past August, millions are probably now open to going to see another one. But while there is usually a total solar eclipse each year somewhere in the world, 2018 is one of the odd years in which none happen anywhere. But it will still be a great year in the sky. For the first time in a long time, both of the year's major meteor showers will unfold under nice moonless conditions. 2018 will offer the perfect summer to see the Perseids, since it will happen at new moon against truly dark skies. And December's Geminid meteor shower will not be spoiled by anything resembling a full moon either. They should each deliver at least one shooting star per minute. But the most unusual and brilliant sky effects will involve planets. From mid-spring through midsummer, Venus will be a brilliant evening star and will perform monthly eye-catching conjunctions with the crescent moon. Then in late July, we will enjoy the closest visit of Mars until the year 2035. The red planet will actually be brighter than Jupiter, and on its opposition night, July 27th, it will hover alongside the full moon. For weeks surrounding that time, all the planets will be arrayed across the heavens like a string of pearls. As for the northern lights, we have not seen a good display here since 2001, and the sun is now a few years past its sunspot maximum of cycle number 24. But the occasional big flare or storm is likely, and this is what causes them. Meantime, tonight at midnight, look south at the sky's brightest blue star, Sirius, which will open the new year. May this be a great one for all of us. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.